is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We always appreciate you making this program part of your lunchtime routine, whatever you're doing right now around the Umpqua Valley. County Commissioner Tim Freeman joining us today. We're just 1 week away from the start of the next fiscal year, and I wanted to kind of go that direction, follow up on a conversation we had last week, and talk more about county spending and the county's financial situation going into the new fiscal year. Now, remind folks when the budget was officially adopted by the Board of Commissioners.
Well, good afternoon. So earlier this morning, can't tell you the exact time, sometime after 9 a.m., probably before 9:30, we took the final action of adopting the budget for the county to operate next year.
And obviously, it's not something that's done very quickly. It's a process that takes a number of months to get there.
So, as I talked about last week, really budget tracking, making sure that we're doing our very best not to spend more than we need to spend, happens every day here at the county year-round. Our official budget process starts at the beginning of the calendar year and takes the better part of 6 months. There's all sort of processes and procedures and notices and meetings and hearings and a whole host of law that it governs how all that works. This year, it took a little bit longer because of the COVID situation. We waited a little bit longer to have the budget committee hearings so that we could have our public meeting open for the public to have an opportunity to be involved in that. So we're a little bit behind where we normally are in the process, but again, the budget now is adopted and in time for the beginning of the next fiscal year.
So give us a quick overview on that budget. Is income up or down, and what about spending?
So our spending's slightly down, and it's funny, it's all relative. So when I say slightly, the total expenditures are about $500,000 less than they were in the previous year as budgeted. The amount of employees goes up just a little bit, not quite one full employee, so a 0.83 full-time equivalent, so roughly the same amount of people. The biggest difference probably in the revenue side of the shop is that this year we're able to budget Securewell school funding instead of actual timber receipts. And the difference for us in our budgeting is when we get Securewell school funding, even though it's dramatically reduced from what it once was, it's still about $9 million total more than actual receipts with both of the funds that get a portion of that Securewell school funding. So this year we had that additional revenue. We also recognized quite a few uncertainties moving forward with the COVID situation. So a major change in our budget was for contingencies. We add them an extra $1 million. So even though the budget says that we're budgeted to spend, you know, $500,000 less, if we don't spend that contingency money, we'll spend $1.5 million less. But a lot of unknowns around the COVID. It was a very difficult year to budget for. We know the state is going to have a dramatic loss in revenue, and they've already signaled to us that there's going to be substantial reductions to government or county programs that are funded through state funding. So we are nervous about what that may be, but it was hard to predict what that might have been. So we continued moving forward with the best information we had.
So let's talk about the county priorities for the upcoming fiscal year. Are there areas where resources were added to the budget to help achieve a particular outcome, improvement, something like that?
Well, as you remember, for quite a few years, we did a series of town halls around the county. Primarily, we did our budget presentation. And we heard very clearly back from the public, and really continue to hear back from the public, that public safety is their number one priority. They want to make sure that the sheriff's department, the district attorney's office, the jail, the dispatch center, all the aspects of law enforcement and public safety are made the top priority. And this budget continues to reflect that. It is a budget that continues 24/7 patrol services It continues to have the use capacity of the jail. It continues to support the district attorney's office to prosecute all crimes. I'll remind the people listening that some counties have had to forego prosecuting some crimes because the district attorney's office doesn't have the staff to do it. So this budget continues to have those priorities. There was an increase or an investment in the dispatch center of one additional personnel. We recognize, you know, working with the sheriff and the budget committee that the amount of overtime that our dispatchers have been working and the stress in which they work under, that it would be wise for us to add a position back there to help support all the great work they do in the dispatch center. So there was an additional position added back to the dispatch center.
What about in the area of public works? Are there any big projects planned for the upcoming fiscal year? I mean, we hear a lot about infrastructure aging in a lot of areas. And, of course, for a lot of the big county projects, sometimes that is related to state and federal dollars, which, as you mentioned, are going to be in shorter supply. But are there any things you're looking at there in public works?
Well, we're certainly not convinced that all of our federal money is going to be less. Right now, Representative DeFazio continues to work on a substantial infrastructure transportation package. And if that is passed by Congress and signed by the president, we're hoping to see some serious increase in the amount of projects we can do through public works. That could be a few years out. But in this year, the county continues to invest in some bridge replacement projects. We have continue to have a number of bridges that are weight restricted to the point where some of them you can't get firefighting equipment across, and we think that's not a good place to be in this era of fire prone and drought. So much like the current fiscal year, next fiscal year we have several bridge projects planned to be completed. We continue to try to replace some of the aging equipment and be more efficient with better equipment in public works. And they continue to look for ways to be innovative around tracking the work that they're doing and making sure they're squeezing every single nickel out of every single dollar. So they are working very hard to do, you know, what is a monumental task of almost 1,400 miles of roads and over 300 bridges to maintain and keep track of. And we took on the responsibility of maintaining those roads and those bridges back in the day when the county received millions and millions of dollars of timber receipt money from the National Forest, and the county had plenty of resources to do that work. And of course, that has changed dramatically. So it's been difficult to keep up with that amount of maintenance and replacements. But there is a continued investment to go ahead and try to do some of that work. And really, a few years ago, we just decided that for these bridges that need to be replaced, we're better to use the dollars in reserves to replace those bridges now, because keeping those dollars in reserve 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now, you can buy far less bridges with those dollars than you can buy today. So we've tasked Public Works with trying to accelerate some of those bridge replacement and bridge repairs, and this budget reflects that.
And I am struck by the numbers you had there on the number of bridges and the number of miles of county road. Can you repeat that for a second?
Yeah, so there's almost 1,400 miles of road and over 300 bridges. I had asked the previous Public Works directors how many culverts we had, and he retired right after I asked him that. So that's kind of a joke. I don't know how long it would take to count the number of culverts that we have, but a tremendous amount of infrastructure. And one of the higher amount of roads and bridges that counties in Oregon have. So we're sort of in that top group. And again, that's a factor of us having the resources at one time in our history to take care of all that. It was not a problem for the county to build and maintain that infrastructure those years ago when we readily received, you know, $25 million a year in actual, you know, not inflated dollars, but in actual dollars back then. And you could do a lot of that work. And today, you know, we're receiving in those the equivalent of Secure Rural Schools funding from the federal forest, $5.5 million. So you can buy far less today than you could 30 years ago, and we're that much less money. So it's just it's a math problem. And again, Representative DeFazio knows about this. We've met with him, and the transportation package, infrastructure package he's working on should help alleviate some of that.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. County Commissioner Tim Freeman, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1. Later, KQEN Local Talk at 4. It's the Commissioner of Dirt, Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show. And on tomorrow's program, an update on the work of Peace at Home Advocacy Center. Melody Primer, the Executive Director, along with one of the staff on tomorrow's program. We'll get an update from them and see how they're dealing with this time of COVID-19. County Commissioner Tim Freeman with us talking about the new fiscal year just a week away. What about the Parks Department? You talked about some improvements in roads and things like that. What about park improvements around Douglas County in the upcoming fiscal year?
So about 5 years ago, the decision was made to move the Parks Department to a self-supporting department. Some counties around the state would eliminate parks or reduce a lot of what they were doing. We made the decision here to see if the public was willing to pay primarily through camping expenses and through parking, but the bulk of the revenue is through camping, and we could continue to operate all of our parks and improve them. Well, that turns out to have been a pretty well-supported decision because we've really had the opportunity to improve a lot of the park properties around Douglas County. I won't go through the whole list, but really all around the county we've done major improvements from everything from toilets to boat ramps to campgrounds and other things. And we've seen a really dramatic change in the quality of the experience people are having in county parks. So moving forward into the new year, there's a little uncertainty around because of the COVID the last 2 or 3 months, the park revenue, primarily the camping park revenue, has been way down. With those campgrounds being closed for some time. It appears that's going to come right back, and we're going to know more over the next few months about what that future looks like. That being said, there's continues a really long list of projects that the Parks Advisory Board Committee and the Parks Department puts together and sets priorities on, and I believe the revenue is going to come back. I think people will go back to using our campgrounds, and that general will be generating that revenue and continue to do those improvements and try to continue to build these park systems to a place where people can enjoy them. Much like the bridges and roads we talked about a minute ago, our parks had been built with these timber receipt dollars, and they'd all been built with very nice facilities, bathrooms, play structures, those type of things, and maintained very high level because of we had all those dollars. Well, as time went by and the county and the previous county commissioners had to pull back funding, well, parks didn't get the investment that they needed. So we ended up with a lot of bathrooms and play structures and those things all becoming end of life or wore out at the same time. So really a ton of work done. And I will tell you, Rocky Houston, who's our parks director, him and his team do a fantastic job getting grants and taking what is a fairly small amount of county revenue and matching it with these state and federal grants and doing really amazing work in our park system. So we continue to look forward to those type of investments and, again, new bathrooms, play structures, paving, those type of things that will continue to go on into the new year.
For the sheriff's office, is there anything new or different going on with that department or funding that people should know about?
Well, the sheriff's department, we continue to have the same amount of people. I will tell you that for budget purposes, we moved the emergency management department fund out of the sheriff's department, although the emergency manager continues to work for the sheriff and is housed in that department. The concept is moving forward to evolve emergency management to be an entire county-wide program, where it would be a standalone program that certainly works very closely with the sheriff. So that's really the only change there. Again, the additional investment in a dispatch down there, in the dispatch center. We continue to have the same amount of employees. I will tell you, over time in the sheriff's department, the investment or the spending out of the roads fund, which is an interesting thing that's allowed in only a few counties in Oregon, we're allowed to use road fund reserves that were generated from timber receipts or secure rural school dollars off the Forest Service to fund the patrol division of our sheriff's department. And over time, that number has steadily increased. So that was a discussion point amongst the budget committee. It has gone from almost $4.2 million in the 16-17 budget year to the current budget year. It is was just passed, budgeted at $6.7 million. So that's dollars that could be used for some of that bridge and road repair that is currently being used to pay for sheriff's patrol. And 100% of the sheriff's patrol is paid for out of those road fund dollars. And again, that's unique for a group of counties in Oregon to be allowed to do that. And we're going to continue to do that. Once that fund has been depleted, what pays for sheriff's patrol is really an unknown at this point. But we have more years where we can do that. We'll continue to do it. Our sheriff and his team are fantastic. They do really amazing work. I know there's been some calls for around the country and even at one of our meetings to change the funding to law enforcement. The budget committee and the board of commissioners certainly have not taken that path. We've continued to invest in our sheriff's department and want them to be able to respond safely and with all the training and necessary tools to do a good job protecting the people of Douglas County.
As I passed by the fairgrounds last night, I happened to think of this interview and was going to ask, what do you do with the fairgrounds right now? Now, smaller events are starting to happen, but things like the fair, et cetera, are not happening. How do you deal with that department not getting much income from all the events it normally has?
Well, that's going to be a tough one there. And of course, we partner with the fair board on the management of the fairgrounds. We set the budget. The fair board does the day-to-day oversight out there. I know that some of the employees out there have been laid off. There's not going to be a fair this year, which is a huge revenue stream. Our fairgrounds for many years has been virtually self-sufficient and able to run the fairgrounds much like an enterprise zone and more like a business or an event center than just a fairgrounds. I believe they're still looking for those opportunities to do that with less employees. We'll see what happens with the COVID thing. That's one of those budgets that we're watching very closely. And we're committed to, you know, continuing to that. We have a, you know, fair next year, and but the fairgrounds continues to be a resource for all the events that happen out there. So that could mean that there's a necessary budget adjustment to keep them whole. But right now we're budgeting for them to try to contain their budget to the point where their revenues match their expenditures. But there is far less going on out there today than there was. Although twice a week we do our drive-through test clinic out there, and that's been a great resource and a great place to do those drive-through test clinics.
With the new budget year, how much is in reserves right now for the county, and how much do you forecast to have in reserves at the conclusion in the upcoming fiscal year?
So our current amount is a little over $90 million with the general fund and road fund, and we are budgeting to spend just around $3 million. Now, remember, that budget includes $1 million of contingency, and so far, for about the last 12 years running, we have spent less money total with all of our departments than what we've budgeted. So There was one year, the last fiscal year, not the one we're in, where we actually, at the end of the year, put a little bit of money back in the reserve funds. One of them we spent down a little bit. The other one, we saved a little bit. But total, we were able to put about a little over $300,000 back in the reserve funds. So we've certainly changed from the days when we first got here of spending, budgeting to spend somewhere in the neighborhood of, well, it was over $20 million of reserve fund to make the budget work, down to where we're budgeting just under $3 million. And that's taken a lot of work, and it's taken the public supporting, you know, having to pay for some of the services that they receive.
All right, out of time for now. County Commissioner Tim Freeman, thanks for being on today.
Great, thanks for having me.
1257, News Radio 1240, KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.